Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, listeners, we have a real treat for us this week because I have with me in the studio Dr. Don Sisk. Dr. Sisk, you are the gentleman who started Moments for Missions broadcast. I think that's right, isn't it?
I did back in 1980, I think it was. Okay, that would have been what, 40 years ago?
40 years ago.
40 years ago, and I was the Far Eastern Director of BIMI at that time. And I'm not sure how I got the idea, but I began to think about if we could have a daily broadcast for radio stations that would just give a little glimpse of what's happening in missions. And of course, in 1980, worldwide, it was on one station. And that was DYN here in Chattanooga. And it was like that for a good while, and other stations began to use it and so forth. And God has blessed it through the years.
God has blessed it, and now it's on stations from one side of America to the other, and rebroadcast in Guam and Australia and Papua New Guinea and literally on internet radio all over the world.
That's amazing, isn't it? The advancement in technology in the last 40 years has been absolutely mind-boggling.
It has. Now, Dr. Sisk, you've been with BIMI for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I joined BIMI in 1964. So that's, what, 56 years ago?
56 years ago. Yeah. Give us a little bit. Many listeners probably know you because you've preached all over America and many places in the world, but tell us a little bit. Where'd you come from? Where'd you grow up?
I was born and raised in Western Kentucky. My dad was a coal miner, and I've often told people when I was born on May the 30th, 1933, I was born into abject poverty. I mean, really, when you think about it, no electricity. In fact, I tell people now, we had to watch television in the dark, okay?
Yeah, if you had one, okay.
No, there was no television. Television was way in the future yet.
Right. Hey,
but no radio, no automobile, no telephone, you know, all the things we think is necessary. We didn't have any of those things and so forth. So my dad was a hard worker, but he drank a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, all week long, he'd never drink during the week, but every Saturday he'd get drunk. And so as a result, the home was not a happy home at all.
Mm-hmm. But in spite of that, then God gave you a wonderful home.
He did, yeah. I got saved when I was 16 years old.
Amen.
And I can remember the night I got saved so well. And I thought, two real important thoughts. I thought, this is wonderful. And by the way, that was over 70 years ago.
Amen.
And thank God it's still wonderful. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
I had another thought, Brother JP. I wish my dad was saved.
Right.
Now, my mom was saved, but she had a very hard life living with my dad and so forth. I wish my dad was saved. And I began to pray for my dad. And several years later, in a revival meeting, for the first time he ever attended church other than at a funeral, he came to a revival meeting we were having in a Black Oak Baptist Church up in the Gary, Indiana area. And I stand beside him that night, and when the invitation was given, I just said, "Papa, I've been praying for you for a long time. I'd sure love to see you get saved." And he said, "Son, I want to get saved."
Amen.
He was 57 years old.
57 years old.
And from that time, he lived to be 72 years old.
Yeah.
And from the time he was saved until he went to heaven, he never drank another drop of whiskey or beer.
Amen.
Never heard him utter another curse word.
Amen.
I mean, he was genuinely converted.
Yeah. Well, folk, I'm sure you've enjoyed this today, and I would encourage you, be back tomorrow, because we're going to continue to talk to Dr. Don Sisk for the rest of this week.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.